And you're listening to Morning Edition here on WGBH. The time is now 7:21. What is the risk of corruption in Massachusetts, and how do we stack up against every other state in America? This morning on WGBH Radio, we're releasing results of a nationwide investigation. Over the course of 5 months, 50 reporters combed through specific laws in every state and looked into how well they're being implemented. They examined all branches of state government and issues ranging from redistricting to lobbying, ethics enforcement to public access to information. The result, the State Integrity Index, measuring the risk of corruption in every state. WGBH Radio Sarah Birnbaum has our story on government corruption and risky business.
Massachusetts history is smeared with episodes of corruption in every generation. In the 60s, bribes to build the Boston Common Garage. In the 70s, bribes to build the UMass Boston campus. And so on until today, with our last three speakers of the House all convicted on federal criminal charges.
These are so bold and so brazen acts for somebody in the public eye that it sort of boggles the mind.
Boston investigative journalist Maggie Mulvihill works at the New England Center for Investigative Reporting. She helped in a nationwide study to measure the risk of corruption in our state government.
And when you're living in Massachusetts and just hear and see this constant tally of government scandals coming from Beacon Hill, you become convinced no one could possibly be more corrupt than your state.
But Mulvihill says that's just a perception. According to the study, 40 other states have a greater risk of corruption than Massachusetts. The Bay State's C grade ranks close to the top, trailing only 9 other states, including first place New Jersey. Yes, New Jersey, a state with a notorious reputation for corruption, but one that has responded by passing laws to turn things around. As we dig into the Massachusetts report, we find the state's best scores were redistricting with a 90 out of 100, lobbying disclosure with a score of 86, and political financing with an 85. For the most part, laws are in place and are being followed. But Massachusetts scored very poorly in other areas. The Bay State failed in its public access to information with a 47 out of 100. The state budget process did barely better with a 55. Legislative accountability narrowly passed with a 69. Let's examine, for example, what it takes for citizens in Massachusetts to gain access to state information. Under the law, if you request an official record, the agency in question is required to answer the request within 10 days. But Pam Wilmont of the government watchdog group Common Cause says sometimes agencies ignore the requests, claim records don't exist, redact so much information the documents are basically useless, or charge exorbitant fees.
One of the ways they bump up the cost is say, you know, we're going to charge you several hundred dollars an hour for attorney's fees to redact the names of the people that are involved. So that adds up very, very quickly.
In one example, the Massachusetts Port Authority charged Commonwealth Magazine more than $1,500 for the appointment book of its executive director. In another case, Mulvihill Center for Investigative Reporting requested records of juveniles charged with murder in the past 15 years. They were told it would cost $55,000 to retrieve the documents. Wilmot says some of the delays and price tags seem designed to drive media organizations and private citizens away.
It seems like the fees are put there to quash the request, to make the requester go away.
The study found the state budget process is also shrouded in secrecy. Some of the key decisions on how taxpayer money is spent are made in private, out of earshot of the public and the press. There's no dramatic floor debate. Lawmakers emerge into the public eye only after agreements have been made. Among all 50 states, Massachusetts ranks fourth from the bottom in its state budget process. So what, if anything, can be done to reduce the risk of corruption in Massachusetts government? Mulvihill, the Massachusetts reporter behind our results, hopes the state's integrity report card will help inspire citizens and the press to push for change.
The big question now is, will there be more reform? we still have a lot of problems in Massachusetts.
I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And as Sarah mentioned, the state with the lowest risk of corruption is New Jersey. Here in New England, Connecticut was second nationwide with a B grade. Massachusetts and Rhode Island tied for 10th with a C. Vermont was 25th in the nation with a D plus. New Hampshire received a D and Maine got an F. The state with the highest risk of corruption, Georgia. The five-month investigation was conducted by the Center for Public Integrity, Global Integrity, and Public Radio International. And today at noon, we'll devote an entire hour to corruption and this report, titled The State Integrity Index on the Emily Rooney Show. To see all of the results, including details from each of the 330 questions examined, go to WGBHnews.org. And we also invite you to leave your own grade and share any examples of corruption you know about in the state.